Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now, shop.asmia1.com, to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line. You can also find some sales goalkeeper products on our website. Use code SOS for a 10% discount of all products. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular offers and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support. Guys, what's going on? It's Asmir with you guys again for another episode of the Season of Sports. Looking to get into a lot of things again today. It's a great time of year for sports. A lot of things going on. Lots of things to catch up on. We've got the NBA playoffs coming up, the NHL playoffs, the NFL draft is just around the corner, and as well as the Masters in golf. Really pumped up about that tournament as a huge golf fan. So can't wait for all these things to happen. We're going to talk a little bit about the baseball season, which just got underway. We're going to talk about Rob Gronkowski retiring. Huge player for the Pats over many years now. So he's gone retired. And we're going to touch on a couple of free agency signings in the NFL before we finish it off with the huddle, as always. But before I get into everything, guys, I wanted to mention my charity golf day, which we're going to be hosting on May 13th at Burr Hill Golf Club. Still a couple tickets available to join us and support my foundation. So if you guys want to get in touch, email sarah@asmirbegovicfoundation.com and get in touch with her to see what the availability is. But enough of that, let's get into some talking points. First thing I want to touch on and get into is the baseball season. I'm a huge baseball fan, love the Yankees. I think it's a really exciting year for us. Made some really big improvements, especially in the bullpen. The bullpen looks lights out, so I'm excited about that. And I think as long as obviously the injuries and the team stays relatively healthy, we're going to hit a lot of home runs. And we'll see what happens, I'm sure, as the season goes on. We'll probably add a bit of depth in the pitching. Luis Severino has gone on the 10-day DL for the start of the season. CC Sabathia starting a little bit later. So I love the Gio Gonzalez signing. I think it's a low risk signing to get him in to add a bit of depth and quality to the rotation. So yeah, and that's what you need in the American League East. I mean, it's a stacked division. If you've got a defending World Series champions, the Boston Red Sox, back in there, they've got all their superstars returning, Mookie Betts, JD Martinez. They're going to be really up for trying to defend that title. So it's going to be a beast. The only thing about the Red Sox, I would say, where the question marks lie, is the bullpen. Craig Kimbrell hasn't returned. He's still a free agent. He's still out there. So whether that's something they address or not remains to be seen. But that's probably the biggest question mark for the Red Sox. And then I think you have the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, the defending Cy Young champion Blake Snell leading that rotation. They've got a lot of depth, you know, maybe not the biggest budget, but in terms of team-wise, they're looking very strong. So, you know, that division's looking as tough as ever. Toronto's a little bit of a rebuild, and of course, Baltimore's in a complete rebuild. So they're going to be at the bottom of that division. But it's a crazy division to start us off with the AL East, but we'll see what my Yankees do and go from there. We're going to get into the other divisions and have a little preview in this episode. But I think one of the big talking points, like any offseason, is the free agents. And I think just generally the free agent market was huge this offseason. A couple still out there, like Dallas Keuchel, Craig Kimbrell, who need to find new teams. But I also think the re-signing of other superstars was a big factor this offseason. Like Nolan Arenado re-signing with the Rockies, Jacob deGrom with the Mets, Chris Sale with the Red Sox, Justin Verlander, Bregman with the Astros, and then of course the richest ever deal, 12 years, $430 million for arguably the best player in the game, Mike Trout by the Angels. I think that was something that everybody was looking forward to. Next couple of years speculating his future, what he's going to do, where he's going to go, but he showed a lot of loyalty to the Angels and wanting to stay there. So I think from that point of view, fair play to them. He obviously wants to finish his career there, which I think is amazing to be able to spend your whole career with one club. And well done to Mike Trout on that. And I think that's a sign of things to come. I think people are going to try and lock down their superstars as soon as they can. You know, like you have the likes of Mookie Betts, obviously Judge from the Yankees coming up. He's going to be in for a lot of money and a big extension. So there's going to be a few up and coming guys now who the teams are going to look to lock up. And of course, then you have the free agents, the likes of Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, who signed humongous deals and made big additions to their respective teams, and the Phillies and the San Diego Padres. So I think it was a crazy off season. You know, things happened a little bit later than everyone expected, of course. but a lot of money got spent in the end. I think the players' union will be happy with what their players receive. But yeah, still a couple of free agents out there who are going to join teams, I think, fairly soon here, I would imagine. And we'll see what happens there. So we touched a little bit on the AL East, obviously, with Yankees being in there. It's going to be a crazy division, like every year, very difficult as always to get through that. But moving on and staying in the American League, we're going to touch on the AL Central. The Cleveland Indians being, of course, the clear favorite in that division. So now I think the Minnesota Twins, with their first-year manager, Rocco Baldelli, are going to be a threat to them, of course. But I think it's the Indians' division to lose. Now, Francisco Lindor, their superstar shortstop, has gone down and has gone on the disabled list. He sprained his ankle towards the end of spring training, so they're looking at about a month out for him, which knocks the Indians back a little bit. But that rotation, led by Corey Kluber, is going to have to carry him through that little spell. So I think the AL Central is, of course, the Indians to lose. And then we get out west, and I think that's where things get a little bit more heated once again, the American League West. You have the Houston Astros, who are powerhouse, competing in there. I think the Angels are better. They have Mike Trout. That's one thing. They've added the likes of Matt Harvey for that rotation to shore that up a little bit. We'll see how Shohei Ohtani gets on in his second year in the big leagues. So the Angels are going to be no joke. And then, of course, you look down at the Mariners. Seattle Mariners are always going to be a tough team, even though they might have traded a couple players away. Edwin Encarnacion and Carlos Santana, those guys are going to be in there, some veterans who can hit. So I wouldn't rule out the Mariners. That division's tough. And, of course, okay, at the bottom you have the Texas Rangers, who are rebuilding. They might not be challenging so much at the top. But then the Oakland A's, who made the playoffs last year. You have that division, I think, is looking very, very tough. You have to pick the Houston Astros due to their firepower, with the likes of Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Justin Verlander leading that rotation, Gerrit Cole. The list goes on and on. So I think that team looks formidable. And I think from looking at the outside, they look like they'll be able to go all the way. That's for sure. But you know, I think that division is going to be a slugfest, and lots of things going on, lots of ups and downs. So we'll see what happens there. Now moving on to the National League. Wow, maybe the best. Let's start with the best division of baseball, in my opinion, is the National League Central. The Cubs, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Pirates, and of course the defending division champs is the Milwaukee Brewers. So I think they're looking really strong, with the likes of Yelich in there. Moustakas is back, so they're looking incredibly formidable. The Cincinnati Reds, who everyone thought was going to be a pushover, they added like some Matt Kemp, Yasiel Puig, Alex Wood from the Dodgers in a big trade. So they've strengthened, and of course they have Joey Votto. So that division looks incredibly tough. All the best picking who gets out of that division. The Cardinals got a lot stronger with the addition of Paul Goldschmidt, who they end up re-signing as well. So they've got a lot of depth and strength on that team. I think the Cardinals look very, very strong once again, and they want to get back to the playoffs. That's for sure. The Cubs, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, John Lester, all those boys. Baez, again, I think he's going to have a big year. So just a lot of firepower in that National League Central, and very difficult to pick a winner. That division, I'll pick the Chicago Cubs, just as with a bit of their experience maybe, but this could be anyone's division, and I think who can stay healthy is going to play a big role. And of course, any additions made in the middle of the season will go a long way to deciding the outcome of this division. But moving on from there, the National League East looks incredibly dangerous as well. The Mets, Brody Van Gogden, the agent, who obviously took over as the GM, which is a bit of a unique move, has come in and added a lot of firepower. Robbie Cano, Edwin Diaz, those guys have come in. They've re-signed Jacob deGrom, a Cy Young winner last year. So the Mets looking stronger than they have in the last few years. And then, of course, the Phillies made some big moves. Biggest of all, Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto behind the plate, Andrew McCutchen in the outfield, Dave Robertson in the bullpen, and, of course, Gene Segura to play shortstop. So they look incredibly strong. Whether they can all gel together and create that unity to make a big push remains to be seen, but they're incredibly strong. The defending division champion, divisional champions, is the Atlanta Braves, and they're no joke. Out of likes of Donaldson play third base, so I think he's going to be a big pickup for them, and add a lot of depth in that squad. So they're looking very, very good. And then listen, let's not forget the Washington Nationals. I think they're my pick to win that division. Yes, they might have lost Bryce Harper, but they added Patrick Corbin. That pitching staff of Strasburg, Corbin, and Scherzer is as tough as it gets. So I think from that point of view, they're incredibly strong, very deep, very even lineup. And I picked the Nationals to win that division. Yes, you have the Marlins at the bottom. They're going to get a lot of wins against them, and they're rebuilding. And Derek Jeter has a big job on his hands there to take that team back into contention at some point in the next few years. But I think that division equals the NL Central, not far behind, is one of the toughest divisions in baseball, and it remains to be seen how that all works. So let me move over to the West. I think the West is very interesting because I think the Giants are in a bit of no man's land. They're not here nor there. They're refusing to maybe trade some of the big assets like Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, to maybe rebuild and reboot that franchise. They don't look like a threat at the moment. Of San Diego Padres, I think, are a year or two away from competing for that division. The addition of Manny Machado was huge. Eric Hosmer last year. They still have Will Myers. I think it's great. Fernando Tatis is a huge, huge prospect. Their farm system is rated the best in baseball. So over the next couple of years, if they add a bit of pitching as well, I think they'll compete with that division. But I think it's the LA Dodgers to lose. They're just stacked. Corey Seager coming back. I don't see the Arizona Diamondback building any sort of challenge. So I think this one is the Dodgers to lose. The Rockies, I can see challenging for second place in a wild card spot, that's for sure. I like Nolan Arenado leading that team. Charlie Blackman, all those boys leading the Rockies. So I think from that point of view, they'll be in the mix. But I wouldn't pick them right now to take over the Dodgers. So incredible baseball season ahead. I'm really excited. Great time of year. Opening day has just happened. So here's to 162 games, and let's see what happens. I'm gonna pick for my World Series, I'm gonna pick the Yankees and the Cubs to be in the World Series, and hopefully the Yankees to take that crown and become World Series champions once again. Moving on to the next bit I wanted to touch on was the Rob Gronkowski retirement. Just an amazing guy for the Patriots. 9 years in the NFL, 4 Pro Bowls, 3 Super Bowls. Arguably the best ever tight end, likes of Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez. But Rob Gronkowski had a huge effect on the NFL. Struggling with his health the last couple of years. I think that's what took its toll. That's what I think played a big part in his decision making to call it a day. So I think from that point of view, we can't do anything else but wish him all the best. And in his next career, I'm sure he'll do great. It was reported that he only lived off his endorsement money, saved all his career earnings. So I think he'll be fine looking after himself in the financial world. So from that point of view, wish Gronk all the best. I just think the way how unselfish he was for that team. I know that's the Patriots way, but the last couple of years, maybe he wasn't such a great pass catcher and dominant guy, but he blocked for the team, became the best blocker, the best blocking tight end in the game, just did whatever the Patriots needed him to do to win games and win Super Bowls. And I think you have to respect a guy like that. I think that's just amazing. And then he came up big. This playoffs, he was again arguably the most valuable player. Just make some huge plays against the Chargers, the Chiefs, and of course in the Super Bowl, made a couple of the most important catches and led that team to a win. So hats off to Gronk. We wish him a happy retirement. Nothing but the best. And, as a Patriots fan, all I can say is thank you for your service and over the last few years and everything you did for the franchise. But staying in the NFL, I think I want to touch on a little bit about the free agency. The big boom happened. All the money that went right in the first couple of days was crazy. And probably not sure you ever get value for those money, but, you know, likes Trey Flowers hitting a big, Golden Tate, Trent Brown hitting a big, all those guys getting deals right away and taking a lot of money. Nick Foles going to Jacksonville. We'll see if those sort of moves work out or not. That's a lot of money, and the NFL is not usually built on free agency. But, hey, it's worked for a couple of teams, the Rams and the Eagles in the last few years. So it's a bit of a copycat league, and people make the most of it and go with it from there. But I really like the second tier of free agents, where I think you get a lot of value for money. You know, I look at the likes of Jared Cook, tight end, leaving the Oakland Raiders and heading to the New Orleans Saints, 2 years, $15 million. I think that's really good value for money. Randall Cobb leaving the Packers and heading to the Cowboys, 1 year, $5 million. These are low risk deals, I think, for a lot of these teams and franchises, and you can only really benefit from these kind of moves, and I think those are really smart moves. One guy, a lot of you UK fans out there are going to be interested in, Jay Ajayi. He's still out in the open market as we speak. So we'll see where he lands. I know his health has been an issue. He's had a couple of injuries that he has to deal with, and I'm hoping that things work out for him. But yeah, lots of things going on in the NFL. The draft's just around the corner. Kyler Murray is still, lots of rumors that he's going to go number one. Josh Rosen is going to get traded from the Cardinals. I mean, I'm very excited to see how that all works out and what happens leading up to that draft. So lots of things to happen. Very excited about it. We're going to now move into the huddle and finish off the show. So guys, now is the time of the show where we finish off with the huddle. This is the part of the show where I answer all your questions that you guys send through to us over social media. Keep them coming on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on all the platforms, so love getting your questions in, and yeah, love answering them. So we've got one from Harris Marconia, our regular listener and regular question asker, someone who's always getting in touch with us, so we appreciate that. Actually, he's touching on the fact that Kobe Bryant recently said on a talk show that he was the best player, MJ was the second best player, and LeBron was the third best player. So was he stuck in the moment, or do you think this is true? I think, Harris, I think this was something that was off the cuff, more for amusement, for highlight of the show, something that he was having a little bit of fun with the crowd on. As I do think, you know, MJ or LeBron number one, I think Kobe kind of gets into that third, number three to number five range, potentially the argument there. He can get in there in that kind of conversation, but top two is definitely between MJ and LeBron. So that's my opinion on that, and I think that's the matter closed. So nice and short huddle this week, guys. Thanks a lot for any questions. Really appreciate it. Keep listening to us on Audio Boom, iTunes, Spotify, wherever we get the question, wherever you get your podcast from. Keep listening to us. So we love your feedback. Leave us a review, positive or negative. And, you know, we love hearing from you guys, and love the fact that you share the season of sport love with everyone out there. So thanks again, guys. And I'll be with you again very, very soon.